Here we go.
Thank you.
couple of great tunes there. And is that tempo okay, everybody? I wasn't sure if it was a little too slow or whatever, but it's always good to get feedback. Denise Martin, how are you? And Mark Hoffman, good to see you. And Jewel and Maggie and all the people I didn't say hello to yet. Heather and Ryan.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing good, brother. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth. David Brown. Howard, how are you? Jim, Becky, who am I missing here? I think I got most of you. Tom, good to see you. And all you guys in the dark. I see Lisa's in the dark too.
Hey, yeah, I'm just here for a few minutes before I head outside.
No problem. All right. So, let's do the I'm pretty sure that's the timpani bit into the trip to Athlone. I think so, right? Somebody else, I might have been in the same email I got, I can't remember, but somebody was asking me to talk about set lists and tunes that are played together, and I know that I've actually talked about this before, but for those of you who didn't hear what I had to say, you know, there are certain sets of tunes that were recorded, like by Michael Coleman and some other people, that have become kind of standard sets of tunes to play in the music, like the Tal Bolton set, Tal Bolton, Lung for Collector and the Sailor's Bonnet. We used to have a set in England. I don't know if it's specific to anybody, but you know, the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid, that kind of stuff. But in general, I think it's really good. As bad as my memory is with a lot of stuff, people often ask me how I can go from one tune to another. I did Monday night on my Mondays with John. I did 20 minutes of reels nonstop. And I do that because I'm so used to changing from one tune to another without having specific sets in mind. And so if I have certain sets of tunes, like this next set of jigs is a set that I recorded. And I put them together. Now, I don't know if they were together before that, but I put them together on a record. And so for me, that's a set that I do, and I remember it that way because it's just easier for me to remember how the tunes start and all that kind of stuff. So, but generally speaking, in a session, you want to try to not do too many sets of tunes together. You want to get used to changing from one tune to another, regardless of what that tune is. Generally, you like to have a key change. We, and a lot of the slow session stuff here, we don't really have a key change. We do G to G or D to D. G to D is the most common one we do. But that's Irish music, you know. That's most of the tunes are written in D and G. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. I think it's good to diversify in your sessions. And I also think, I mentioned this before, that if you go to a session, whether your peer group, try not to hang out at every session with your best buddy sitting beside you. You know, regardless of what instrument they play, if it's a fiddle or a accordion or banjo, it doesn't matter. Your ear gets trained to hear what's coming in. So if you sit with the same people, there's no variety in the sound that you're absorbing within your session. So sometimes it's good to sit with somebody else for a change, you know, not that you don't like them, you know, I'm not asking you to fall out with each other, but,
you know. What happens a lot in our session is that, you know, I like to mix it up too. And I often don't like to do prescribed, you know, sets that, you know, and it's sometimes I'll start doing something and I'll start a set and then I'll want to change the tune, and then everybody else will go to the tune that is the set, you know, right. And it's very hard, you know, to kind of, you know, eventually they'll listen and they'll say, oh, okay, well, she's doing something else, you know, here, but yeah, I agree. It's, I like to mix it up too.
Well, so. You know, you just have to make a definitive decision that whoever starts the set of tunes plays the tunes and yeah. Does changes. So that's a good rule of thumb, and you know, make everybody follow you, and then the next person can start if you run your session that way. Of course, this slow session, obviously, you know, I'm in charge, and I do it this way for a particular reason, and I think it helps us, you know, have continuity in a lot of different areas of playing in a session. So, all right, with all that being said, let's do the.
Hey, John, this is Jim. That was my question, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jim. I'm happy to answer any questions I can. I do tend to talk too much, so I try hard not to start talking, because if I go off on a tangent, then, you know, it can get very dangerous. I don't want to eat up all the time with my chatter. But so let's do the timpani bit and the trip to... Okay, 3, 4... Thank you. Might have been a hair slow, but they're really kind of tricky little tunes, but they're really good tunes. I recorded those on my From the Heart CD with the great Seamus Connolly, and I think he actually picked those tunes for me to play too. So, all right, so we got a lot of people tonight, which is fantastic. Well, hello everybody that I haven't said hello to. There's a one complete page of blanked out people. I don't know. Nobody wants to let me see them anymore. You must have showered or something. I don't know. What's going on?
They might have been less lucky with their haircuts than you were.
Yeah, possibly. I think it actually came out pretty darn good, you know.
I think it was good.
When you're doing this and you're not sure what you're taking off.
No, that's a nice haircut. It's a do. It reminds me of the 50s.
Remind you what event?
Crew cuts in the 50s.
Oh yeah.
It's cute. It's very cute on you. Yeah.
I grew up in that area. You know, if you see some photos of me going back when I was a kid, you know, we always shaved our head back in England. You know, in the 74 before the punk rock came in 75. Then I dyed my hair and let it grow and had ponytails and all kinds of crazy stuff. So, all right.
John, before you move on, I have a question. Yes. I don't know if you're seeing the chat, but I was wondering if there's a second name for the first tune you played, because I know a different tenpenny bit, and I know there's also a tenpenny piece, so it's kind of confusing.
Well,
I say the same thing.
maybe I put the wrong name down. I can't look it up now, but you know what? I'll get back to you on that. I'll look it up. Unless, Jan? You do me a favor?
What?
Can you grab me a From the Heart?
Oh, sure.
From?
I think, yeah.
It's on my From the Heart CD. So Jan's going to grab one and I'll take a quick look at it.
I was really puzzled by it, and I looked through the session while you were doing it and found a tenpenny bit about the third or fourth one down that was very much like what you were playing.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's just a different version of the same tune that's really different.
I found one that's sublabeled Sherlock's. I don't know what that's a different name for it or something. But that was similar. But I found one that matched really closely to what John was playing.
I think when we did that record, thank you. Yeah, Tenpenny Bit and Trip to Athlone. Well, I would certainly trust Seamus Connolly's knowledge of the name of tunes, because he's a really an aficionado of that kind of stuff. So I did have it right as far as my CD. And I think we got that out of the O'Neill's Book of Irish Music, I think. So I might be wrong about that, but we could check the O'Neill's book. All right, let me see. So here's my dilemma with not having any paper. I put all these tunes, I wrote this set list out, not realizing that we didn't have any paper, and I don't have them all printed out. So let me see. I think I do have some of these.
You printed some of them.
I did, and I'm looking for them now. So I just.
Miller, so
these are the reels. Hang on. No, they're not. Oh, there are, yeah. Right, that's the wrong pile. I know, I'm pretty sure I have the first light of day. And maybe if I can find that, we can do that set. I'm really sorry, folks, that I can't remember this stuff.
I bet you can remember Trip to Sky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I better remember. I wrote the bloody thing. I was looking at YouTube yesterday. So I got the friendly visit. What did I have that down? Yeah, I have the friendly visit.
I know how to start first light of day because I did it in a class with Marla Feibisch recently.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I know. I got it. You know, I actually have it written down, and I know. So what is the Walsh's home for? I thought I had that.
Depends on if you want Walsh's in G or A.
Well, which one is it? So,
is not it? Something like that.
Go for G.
All right, somebody else hit me up with that. All right, let's do that, and then we'll do Walsh's because let's do the Rights of Man after it. Okay, so we'll do Bonaparte crossing the Rhine into the Rights of Man.
Thank you.
Oh, I do like The Rights of Man. Was that okay? Hopefully it wasn't too slow. When you get a lot of triplets there, so it's, you know, you don't want to go too fast, but at the same time you don't want to go too slow either. So let's do. I was thinking, the Cameronian I haven't done in a long. I don't think we've done the Cameronian, but I haven't played that tune in a long time. And Man at a House, the Union Reel. I'm not sure what that tune is, and I don't know if I have it written out. So, does anybody know what the Union Reel is off the top of their head? I'm sure I know it. I wouldn't have put it down if I didn't know it, but remembering how it starts is the problem. No takers?
I'm trying to remember what set it's in.
It's in the last of the real sets that I typed out, the Cameronian, Man at a House, and the Union Reel. That's the Fox Hunters.
Okay.
No, I think that's right. That's the version close. I found too.
Yeah, I was reading it a lot. That's what it is.
I couldn't figure out exactly which version to look at because there's a 2-part version and a 4-part version that I found.
Oh, really?
In yeah. So I was curious how you played it, if you can remember it.
No, there's no way I'm going to remember it. And I didn't get it printed out. And I apologize for that. And I think I have a fairly legit excuse that we ran out of paper. And it's kind of hard to print stuff out. And I definitely don't have time to write all this music out. So why don't we, let's do the Cameronian and Man at a House. And let's throw in the Flogging Reel in G. That's a nice tune. So that's a good tune that we've done before, but not very often. So, I'm sorry, folks. You just have to get used to my inconsistencies, you know.
And you weren't thinking of the Union Street Session or Repeal of the Union, were you?
I just copied it from, I don't think that was my set. I think it might have been a Kevin Crawford set or a Killian Valley set from one of the master sessions. And I just copied it from that, thinking, oh, I'll have time to figure it all out. And, you know, if I don't know it, I'll print it out. I'm sure I know the tune. And I ran out of time. And then I was just having too many problems with my hands today. So I'm having problems with my hips and all kinds of issues today that I'm not good. But anyway. Now I've lost the camera on.
Thank you.
I was going into and then so that's D, E minor, G, I think, for the keys. So
thank you.
That's a great tune anyway. I'm glad we played that one. So we got a lot of people.
Yeah, I was gonna say, John, I think we got a record here, 88 people in the session.
Just looking at that myself now.
I'm pretty sure that's a record.
It's definitely a record. So and so there's so many of you, if I didn't get to say hello to you personally, don't take it personal.
Yeah, we need more insurrections, you know.
Yeah, right. I definitely don't need more discombobulation, as my father would say, in my life as right now. Quitting smoking and having a neuropathy is really a double whammy. And the arthritis is just the icing on the cake. All right, so let's play some Harpers, but I don't know if I have the bloody music for any of these tunes either. Well, we do the first light of day. Did I? No, that's Jigs. That's the tattered check. Well, maybe I'd put it over here. No, that's more Jigs. All right, we'll do Jigs in a minute. So, we did the first light of day. The Pleasures of Hope. I know Jan likes that tune. You don't remember it? Do you want to do something else?
How does the Pleasures of Hope go?
I don't know. I have to find the music. Try Living with Us. Oh, my God. I thought this stuff wasn't going to happen to me for another 10 or 15 years, but it's not the case.
I don't remember it.
And I can't find the music.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, here we go. The Friendly Visit.
Well, I've got the Pleasures of Hope as something like that. Does that ring a bell?
Yep. Yep. It's only two parts, right? Okay, we'll do that. What's that? That's the Pleasures of Hope and the Friendly Visit. I'll see if I can get through it. So the Friendly Visit. I tell you, it's amazing. The body is an amazing instrument. You know when you get really cold or you're out in the snow and you're shoveling snow and the tips of your fingers get really, really, really cold and they hurt? That's how my fingers, tips of my fingers are today. Every time I hit the key, it just... That's it, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Thank you.
Lovely tunes. So, you guys are very busy with the chat. Let me see. I haven't looked at the. Somebody wrote the list out. There you go. Great. Mike, thank you, Michael. All right. Now you're gonna have to close that door. Somebody's talking. All right. So let's. You want to play a Trip to Sky, maybe? We've done that before. I know it's the tune that I wrote, but wow, 44 new messages. I won't be able to keep up with this.
John, I've been posting information about your upcoming master session this Saturday, as well as your tip jar information. So if you want to say a few things about those.
Yes. So usually, I'm a little panicked. Usually at this time, we have at least 13, 14, something, 15 people for Saturday. And I think we have 11 signed up so far. Now I did get a couple, so I may have a couple more than that once I log on. to PayPal and stuff and check it out. But so if you can spread the word, I mean, Liam, I mean, if you don't know these guys, you definitely know these guys. You may not know them as individual players, but you certainly know them through the band Dervish. I mean, if you don't know Dervish, then there's something wrong, because Dervish has been around for 30 years. They just celebrated 30 years on the road. A phenomenal band and really nice guys. I'd like to think that a lot of the people that I've asked to do this are really nice people, you know, as well as good musicians, that they're accommodating and they really genuinely love the music the same way I do. And that's certainly for the case for Liam and Tom. I mean, I've met Dervish when they were first starting out, and they were really lovely people. They didn't, you know, they weren't, you know, stuck up, or they weren't, they didn't keep to themselves. They shared themselves with their peers backstage, and that really says a lot, believe it or not, you know, more so, I think, than sharing themselves with their fans, because a lot of times when you're a professional musician, you kind of have to do that. You don't have to hang out with your peers backstage or in the hospitality room, but they did. And then we ended up having sessions and playing or anytime they've ever been. I've been at a gig with those guys in Denmark or anywhere in the world. It's been great. So phenomenal musicians, it goes without saying. And, you know, if you're paying attention, you know, we have some really good stuff coming up. Of course, the main focus is this weekend. So if you can, at least if you can't make it, you don't feel comfortable enough, it's actually a lot of good listening as well as playing. And you can at least spread the word for us. That would be certainly appreciated. So it's word of mouth with this thing. You know, we can't afford to pay for advertising. And, you know, I want to make sure that these guys make a little bit of money. You know, that's, you know, part of the deal was to help my peers, you know. And you know, if you're with a band that's been around for 30 years and you lose all your work, that's a lot of work, because these guys do big shows, big time stuff. And they just spent 3 years putting their 30th anniversary CD together, which I'm sure cost them a small fortune. And they were getting ready to tour for that CD, and it all gone in the blink of an eye. So anyway, so that's it. That's enough for the commercial. And the PayPal thing, that's up to you guys. So, you know, I know some of you really like to do that. And it's certainly appreciated on my end. I don't want you to think it's not. It certainly is. I can't double dip, you know, I can't promote. I can't actually give up $20 for the session and then expect you to give me money for it. This session is technically free. So, anyway, so let's do let's do Trip to Sky. Unless you want to do something more upbeat first, because we just did the horn bites, which were kind of slow, right? Let me see what other we could do the Fox Hunters and Last Night's Fun. Fox Hunt is in G, and then Last Night's Fun is in D, I think. Thank you. more time. Last night's fun. And let's do Trip to Sky. So those of you who are new, I think there's a few new people here tonight. We did have 88 winner. We lost 10 people. So, but anyway, Trip to Sky was a tune that I wrote when I visited my good friend Phil Cunningham when he was living on the Isle of Sky. And I was actually looking at YouTube yesterday, and there was so many different versions of this tune on YouTube with different groupings of players and musicians from around the world have recorded this tune. And some of them did actually a very nice job, and some of them butchered the bloody thing. But it's kind of interesting to check it out and see what people are doing and how they interpret music that you write. And somewhere along the line, this got reversed. The A part and B part got reversed. So half the recordings are starting on the B part, and the other half are starting the correct way with the way I'm going to play it now. So, and this is exactly as I wrote this tune on this instrument. You know, without, you know, obviously there's a lot of embellishments on the recordings with the harmonies and fiddles and all that kind of stuff. But so. You go. That's the way I wrote it, but a lot of people play it a lot faster than that, mainly because a group from Brittany recorded it, a band called Skullvan, and they did it. And it sounds okay in that speed too, and there's a lot of you should check it out. It's actually fun. check out YouTube and put in Trip to Sky, and you'll be amazed at all the stuff that pops up. It's kind of funny. All right. Oh, look at that. I didn't realize I put down the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid and the Flogging. Whoops. All right. So so let's do this. Who asked? Somebody asked for the cool fodder and the... I think I took that out, and now I don't know where I put it. Is that the cool fodder?
John, I have it as it's not a, it's, it kind of jumps around on the flute.
Right.
That's the way that I've heard it. The way that you played it. John, the way that you played it is the way that I've heard it.
Right. That's what I thought. So what did I do with the cool fodder? Oh, the Sully Garden? Oh, forget me not. I can't even read my own set list now. Let's do, the heck with it. Let's do cool fodder. And I gotta get the stuff organized. I promise, I give you my word, I'll be more organized next week, I promise. Don't give up on me yet. Because even I can't take this. This drives me crazy. So I can't imagine what it does to you. All right, so let's do the cool fodder into the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid.
Thank you.
Not like those tunes, you know. It just cracks me up when people just hate to do the Sally Guns and the Sligo Maid, and I love them. All right, I've got little notes here. I did actually manage to write some notes the tunes. So let's do, if I can remember how they go. So bear with me for a second. We'll do the humors of Ennis Steinman into Cook in the Kitchen. And I think that's it for that set. But you know what? Let's just add, let's be brave, and we'll add Condon's Frolics to that. And is that going to be too long? You guys, are you okay with longer sets or no? Yeah? Okay. So yeah, let's do a long set of jigs. So we'll do the Humors of Ennis Steinman, Cook in the Kitchen, Condon's Frolics, Pay the Reckoning. I think I had that written down here somewhere. What did I do with that? Oh, yeah, right here in front of me. And then Tata Jack Walsh, I think I have here. Okay. So that's four tunes, right? Condon's Frolics, Pay the Reckoning, Ennis Steinman, Cook in the Kitchen, Condon's Frolics, Pay the Reckoning, and that's five tunes. Wow, you guys are going to be tired. I'm just going to wear you out.
No, it sounds more like a finale, if anything.
Oh, no, it's only 5:30, not even 5:30 yet.
Exactly, right? But you should do it as a finale, put a bunch of tunes together, and bam, there you go. That'll be your finish. Oh, mercy.
Right, that's the Humors of Ennis Steinman, I believe. And then Cook in the Kitchen. Condon's Frolics, and then not a lot of key changes in this set, but that's okay. And I forgot their Pay the Reckoning. Right? So there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Set of tunes that wore me out. So it's interesting on that last, on Tatter Jack Walsh. So I kind of followed the music the first time around, and that they have that C natural in the B part, and then I played it with the C sharp, because I usually play with the C sharp. So but here, they, on the music, a lot of times, they do the C natural. So I just wanted to make you aware of what I was doing. So you didn't think it was too strange. Okay, how are we doing for time here? Oh, my son, hold on a second. Dan, I'm doing my slow session. I'll be done in 20 minutes. All right. All right. Love you, bub. All right. What do you guys feel like playing now? You want to?
Should I ask you more?
Okay. I was going to ask you if you wanted to slow it down. Yep. We could do that. Which one is that? I always get those bloody O'Carolan things mixed up. Is that it? Okay, sorry. Here we go. We'll lighten up the accord.
Thank you.
It's a great tune, isn't it? So you guys are gonna have to bear with me for 1 second, chat amongst yourselves, or you know, type amongst yourselves, but unfortunately I have to go to the bathroom, so don't go away. I'll be right back.
Hey, Jim, how long have you been playing concertina?
Well, off and on for probably 10 years.
Okay.
I play in English, and I got a really nice new Anglo concertina from a guy named Harold Harrington in Texas. I don't think he's alive anymore. And I somehow haven't found the time to play it, even though I'd rather be playing that. How about you?
I've been playing, I have an Edgley from across the river from Windsor, Frank Edgley, Anglo concertina. I got it a year and a half ago. So just playing a year and a half.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So, but Anglo is different than the English, that's for sure.
Way different. Which do you like better? You like the Anglo, I'm sure.
I picked the Anglo. I like the sound of the Anglo, and I like to do basically Irish music. So
yeah, it's more rhythmic.
Yeah. So.
Thanks, Peggy.
All right. Thank you for waiting for me. Let me see. So I can't. Let's do a couple of the old home parts because I can't find the music for the other stuff. And again, I apologize. I promise next week you'll get the list early and I'll be organized. I think it's my my brain function after quitting smoking is not as, it's never really been good, but it's been inhibited greatly in the last 6 days. So So let's do the Galway. I don't think we've done the Galway hornpipe recently. The Harvest Home. Okay? Thank you. All right. There you go. So let's we'll finish off. I guess we'll finish off with a set of reels, maybe, huh? Woo. I might have to. How about the? We'll do the Skylark. But I can't remember how to peel his jacket goes, and I don't have it written down, I don't think. I know it. Huh? I know it. How'd it go? My wife knows it. She's coming. She's coming.
To the rescue.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I do, I guess I, you know. Oh, I love it. Great tune. What's Forget Me Not?
Did you forget Forget Me Not?
Something like that, I think, isn't it?
Huh?
All right. So, I forget Pillar's jacket already, honey. She's putting on the oven for the dinner.
Hungry.
Oh. Well, you got to help me with the change. Sorry, Skylark. Thanks very much, everybody, for being here. And just know this, all right, because I'm always the optimist in spite of bad things happening. These things are going to get better for all of us, all right? We have to get up every day with that positive thought in our minds, okay? And as long as we have each other and our friendship and our music, we can overcome anything, all right? So bad people have gone generations before us, and bad people go in our generation, and good always prevails, and the music carries us through. So don't fret. Go enjoy your life together during the week. Have as much fun as you can. Stay COVID-free, of course, and but stay, most important, stay positive, okay? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.